It's Thursday, August 18th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. And we're talking about Psalm 23. Today we get to a verse that deals with what every person will walk through in life sooner or later, the valley of the shadow of death. Let's read verses 1 through 4 together. Starting at verse 1, the Word of God says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Notice how David goes from third person to second person in this verse. That should show us something of the closeness of God during times of tribulation. The valley of the shadow of death is probably to be understood as the valley of deep darkness. So it incorporates not only the journey of death, but all pain and uncertainty and danger in life. It is likely that in the literal sense, in a valley in the desert in Judah, there are deep dark shadows that make it close to impossible to see. So when you're walking down this dark valley, you don't really know who or what could be hiding in wait. Bandits, dangerous animals, or even flash floods. So even in this possible danger, God's people draw comfort from the truth that God is with them. He's not leaving them, and he loves them, for he directs them with his rod and staff. Listen, when we are in the middle of pain, despair, and even death, we have reason to fear not, because God is with us. No matter how dark and painful it gets, God is with us, and because of what God has done, we can be fearless in the midst of trouble. Jesus said in John 16, verse 33, "In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I've overcome the world." This past week, John Motes and I were in Flowers Hospital visiting a guy named Richard Herron, a 39-year-old. Let me give you a rundown of his story. December 3rd, 2010, he got the news that he had cancer. They suspected it was pancreatic cancer, but they weren't sure. He was basically told, "You've got cancer, and it's everywhere. Your stomach, pancreas, esophagus, and bone. It's stage 4B, which means as high on the scale as it goes. Worst case scenario, right?" So he underwent chemo immediately. 5 months later, on May 16th, the doctors came in with unspeakable good news. They said all the soft tissue structures were clear and there was no indication of tumors. So all that stuff they saw on him before, it was gone. Like, it was just clear and it was gone. Then May 24th, he went back in because he wasn't feeling good. And the doc said to him, "The cancer's back, and it's raging." Now, just try to put yourself on that emotional roller coaster. As we sat with him the other day, he was talking with a girl named Charlotte who was going through a similar bout with cancer. And both of them had read John Piper's Don't Waste Your Cancer. And the things that they were saying just floored me. They said that article was such a big help. And they were just sharing some of the things that God taught them through that article by John Piper. Charlotte said, "We're all terminal. This cancer is a gift to us because we now can live life with the urgency the gospel deserves." Then Richard said to her and to all the other people that were in the room, "Look, my prayer is that if this is your will, God, then so be it. Just make sure that the right people are in front of me and let me say the right things to maximize your glory." I talked to his wife and she said to me, "And he is a warrior. Now he's not even praying as much for God to heal him as he is that God would use him to affect people, bring them to God, and make a difference in someone's life for the kingdom of Christ." He's in the valley right now. All right. It's dark, it's painful, and it's scary. There are no promises. but he knows that God is with him and he comforts him, and that's all he needs. What a testimony to all of us. He's doing just the same thing that Paul did, desiring to make much of Christ through his living or through his dying. I mean, isn't that a lesson for all of us? I can only imagine that after fighting the good fight of faith, when the time comes for him to breathe his last breath on planet Earth, whether that be at 39 years old or 89 years old, that the moment he steps into the presence of Jesus, he might say something like this. In the world, yeah, it was trouble. I sure am glad you overcame the world. Fear not, Christian. Because of who Jesus is and what he did by dying for sinners on a cross, if you trust only in him, then God is for you. And if God is for you, who can be against you? The Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. He makes you lie down in green pastures. He leads you beside still waters. He restores your soul. He leads you in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will not fear evil, for God is with you. His rod and his staff, they comfort you. Be comforted in your pain. And in so doing, magnify Christ in all the earth. On Fridays at First Baptist Daily, we take one of your questions. If you have a question for the First Baptist Daily, you can send it to ben@fbcenterprise.com or on Twitter at twitter.com/jbenbowden. Tomorrow's question is quite interesting. It reads, what about angels? What are they? Do people have individual guardian angels? We're going to tackle that question biblically tomorrow when we meet again on the First Baptist Daily.